AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The family of Patrick Lioia in Michigan released an independent autopsy that shows the black man was shot in the back of the head by a white Michigan police officer while face down on the ground. Lioia was stopped by an officer in Grand Rapids. Dr. Werner Spitz performed the autopsy.
The only injury on this body was a typical bullet wound of entrance.
Spitz says he believes the gun was pressed against Lioia's head when the officer fired. Also in Michigan, a judge, Cheryl Matthews, denied a motion to reduce bond for James and Jennifer Crumley, the jail parents of a teenager charged in the shooting at Oxford High School that left four of his fellow students dead.
The defendant's actions were premeditated to conceal their whereabouts.
The parents are accused of failing to keep a gun secure at home and failing to reasonably care for their son when he showed signs of mental distress. They pleaded not guilty. Johnny Depp denied he abused his ex-wife. He testified in his libel lawsuit against Amber Heard. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Johnny Depp acknowledges his mother abused him as a child, but he tells a court outside Washington he never struck Amber Heard or any woman. Depp says he and Heard got along great after they married in 2015, until they didn't.
Within a year, year and a half, she had become this another person, almost.
Depp says Heard libeled him in a 2018 Washington Post op-ed piece about domestic violence, even though she did not mention Depp by name. Heard is expected to testify later in the trial. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
President Biden is launching a $6 billion effort to bail out distressed nuclear power plants in a bid to boost carbon-free electricity. A certification and bidding process opened today. Russia is pouring in more troops and pressing the attack in eastern Ukraine. Wall Street, the Dow finished up 459 points. This is AP News. At least six people were killed in explosions targeting an education center in Afghanistan.
The blast occurred in rapid succession in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in Kabul. The explosions happened inside Abdul Rahim Shaheed High School in the Dasht-e-Bashi neighborhood of Kabul and near a second education center several miles away. Guards outside the school say they saw many casualties, and an AP journalist saw walls splattered with blood, burned notebooks, and children's shoes. It appeared a suicide bomber blew himself up inside the sprawling compound, which can house up to 1,000 students. I'm Karen Chamas.
Despite a student-produced video showing gaping holes in ceilings, crumbling bathrooms, and signs warning of possible electrical shocks around utilities in one room, a Metro Atlanta school board decided not to put Druid Hills High School in line for a major modernization project. The Board of Education voted to change its plan for repairs of schools district-wide. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.